holy letters of the Rebbe. This is 1182 in volume 4, 1182. It's dated the 8th day of Elul, Tavshin Yud Aleph, Brooklyn, New York. Shalom Bebracha. The Rebbe says, I am sure that you had received my previous letter. And the Rebbe says, I'm coming to talk about bringing the hearts together, bringing people together. Since in these days you are getting ready to return to the city, to where he's going to. I don't know if you sensed about it, but I am trying very hard, the Rebbe says, to bring your heart together, and to the person that you wrote about me in a hinting way. Rebbe says, I'm trying to sort of make shalom, make peace between you, trying to bring you together. It seems to me that as the time, new learning season begins, it's the time of will and mercy. Hashem, it is the month of Elul before Rosh Hashanah. It's a proper fitting time to bring people together more and more. So the Rebbe, I guess, whoever he wrote about him, maybe he's not getting along with somebody, whatever. The Rebbe said, I'm trying to get together. So Rebbe says, I don't know who needs to make the first move. Is it the children of Aaron? I'm going to guess that this person was a Kohen. So, about what his characteristic was, he was the characteristic was of love. Even the Bris, even people who had no special qualities, he loved them and he brought them close. As articulated in Ovis the Rabnos in the great length. Or it's on the Jewish person who needs to honor the Kohen and to bring down peace very quickly into this world. As Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamer says, Kal Katzvi. But either way, the Rebbe says, I guess one of them is a Kohen, one of them is an Israelite. The Rebbe says, who should be the one that makes the first step to an appeasing of there to be able to reconcile? The bottom line is, either way, as long as there can be peace, Shalom al Yisrael. And I thank you in advance if you could notify me good news about this matter. Rebbe adds to it a booklet which talks about the community work of Chabad that is going to certainly interest you. It's known, the ruling, our sages have ruled, and it's also brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, the advantage, the greatness of somebody who occupies themselves with the needs of the community. And I said in a light form, that I saw Medrash Rabba, Rabbi says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he forgot many laws. But right away, the rabbis write immediately, right next to it, that those were the laws that were connected to death and burial. So, Rabbi says we can tie this to the two opinions in the Gemara Ksubas Kuf Gimel Beis. Over there, the Gemara questions, what is greater? There were two rabbis who were saying, who's greater? One said that his greatness is so strong, he's so great, that if the Torah would have been forgotten, everybody would forget the Torah, he has such a strong intellect, he can bring it all back from his own mind, the whole Torah. And then we had the other one, his name was Chia, the other rabbi. He said, nah. He says, I'm going to make sure that Torah is never going to be forgotten. He said, I'll make sure to teach that everybody will know the Torah, so we won't need to come on for you to bring it back. And the Gemara concludes that the acts of Chia are greater. So, I guess he forgot the halachas, maybe the Rebbe ties it at Miso Kvura, because the reason he forgot those halachas, because we don't want to talk about burial, about death. We want to talk about life. We want to talk about success. not sure I'm getting the exact connection over here at the moment, but the bottom line, the Rebbe is asking them to bring about peace amongst themselves and to reconcile and work out their differences. Whoever has to make the first step should go make the first step.